The U.S. Constitution refers to promoting the general welfare, an idea that's evolved over time. Once, for example, society thought children should work. Now, of course, everyone agrees that kids should go to school. At VCU's library, Alice Campbell has been preserving images of our evolving attitudes about social welfare.
We're pulling together documents and photographs and all kinds of interesting pamphlets.
So far, topics include prohibition, women's suffrage, the kindergarten movement, Americanization, and the National Social Welfare Assembly's Comics Project.
A project to put public service announcements in comic books and promote the values that were seen as good citizenship.
The portal also includes lyrics to songs and promotions for music.
Here's an advertisement from the Victrola Company, where they are trying to sell schools record players and records because they imagine that community singing will help Americanize immigrants.
There's a small notebook produced as the nation debated suffrage for women.
And it says, "This little book contains every reason why women should not vote. When you open the book, all the pages are blank."
And a newspaper photo snapped at the University of Mary Washington in the age of Aquarius.
The headline, "Turn on, tune in, drop out." But if you look closely, you can see that there's also an advertisement for a love-in that's going to be held at high noon. And it says, "Bring blankets, bubbles, bananas, banjos." It's quite exuberant and wonderfully psychedelic.
VCU is forming partnerships with other libraries and museums nationwide to preserve as much of the nation's social welfare history in pictures as possible. I'm Sandy Houseman.